Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's only station for today's R&B and classic. So she's a six-time Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, record producer, actress, philanthropist. The songstress Toni Braxton has given us great hits like Another Sad Love Song, Breathe Again, and You're Making Me High. And I am on an all-time high. I've got Toni Braxton on the line. Toni Braxton, how are you doing?
Hi, Jody.
Hey, Toni. Good to hear your voice and good to know that you're coming to the Triangle, coming to the DPEC August 18th. I remember seeing you in concert with Boyz II Men, Babyface, and you were on the show. Magnificent show. And it's good to have you back in the Triangle. Now, last year, you kind of put your singing career on the back burner, and Babyface kind of nudged you and says, you know what? Sister girl, you got a lot more singing to give to the public. What did he say to you to get you back into that singing kind of mode?
The first thing Babyface said to me is, it's not time. And I know where you are because I've been there before and so many other artists have been there, but you can't let that stop you. And he understood what I was going through. I had, you know, my illness I was dealing with. I think I was just been a little depressed just with everything, not being able to control my life like I once did, accepting that I'm older, I'm in my 40s, and industry has changed. Do they still like me? Do I still want to fight as hard as I did? And he told me that's part of your story, too. Your story isn't always going to be smiley faces, Toni. You got to get up and do it, even when you don't want to sometimes. And this is your era of not wanting to. This is when you got to plant the seeds again and start over. And it could be challenging, but you got to do it. So he really talked to me, and he and I have such a great relationship. I'm going to be honest, I'm still nervous. Still a little bit unsure, still cautious, but I just decided, you know, if you don't, what do I need guts for? And, you know, it's okay to be scared, but the guts are going to help me through it. So wish me luck, guys.
Oh, you're going to be fine. Trust me. You're going to be fine. And speaking of which, also, Babyface, you and Babyface are teaming up to do an album. When, you know, the fall release date when the album's coming out?
Well, you know, the single comes out. I just found this out. The single comes out the end of this month. They pushed it up, which is a good thing.
Okay.
I'm going on tour, you know, like a 3.5-week show. And the reason I'm doing this is because I haven't toured in 5 years since I was first diagnosed with lupus. And the doctor said, you know, you'll never be able to perform again. But this is my tester to get my body ready, to get my confidence up, to see how far I can push my body 3-4 shows a week. Can I do it? So I feel good about it, but I'm getting myself ready to get out there and be Toni Braxton and Babyface.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with songstress Toni Braxton, who will be in town, coming to the DPEC August 18th. Now, Toni, in your eyes, who do you consider one of the greatest singers of all time, and what criteria must be met to fit into that category?
I think the greatest singer of all time, I'm a little partial to females, but I'm a girl, is Ella Fitzgerald. She dared to break the barrier. She made you look at her voice and not her color. In addition, she made music international. She made it where it wasn't your color made you a category. She just let her talent show, and she was disciplined. And she was on the era where, you know, as African Americans, you have to go through the back door. And she just did it with a smile on her face all the time, but it was the discipline with it, like 5, 6, 7, 20 shows a week. How do you do that and smile every night? I just thought she's my favorite of all of them. You know your strengths. You have to know the difference between dreaming and illusions, and that's part of being a successful. And being disciplined doesn't mean, oh, I wake up every morning at 5 o'clock, I drink 8 glasses of water. It's knowing your limitations and your lane, how far you can push yourself. I know the industry has a lot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll has been pegged as that or has that reputation, but it's knowing how far you can go with it. Or anything in life that you do as a singer, because you don't want to stress your instrument. Oh, God, I know I have to do this. The image that goes along with the talent, merging the two together, is also a discipline. People don't even understand what that means. But the image that you decide to take on, be careful, because if you try to change it, people are resistant. So I could be 20 minutes talking about that one part. So, but for me, I understand my voice. I'm trying to understand my body and merging the two together so I can be the best performer that I can be, because it's important to me to know that I'm a songstress and I can jump and dance, which I wish I could jump and dance more. But I know for me, it's more about my voice than the actual dancing. And also because I'm 40-something now, I'm not 20. Accepting that I'm in my 40s now and I have to change my show and change my style of singing a little bit to make it current, but not eliminating who I am and how I got here, my style of singing, I guess.
Now, you have an album coming out with Babyface. What are some of the goals that you're working on to reestablish yourself as an artist?
You know, Babyface told me you can't think about trying to do hit music. You just have to think about doing music and what you love and let everything fall from there. And the goal with Toni is to not to reinvent yourself, but for you to discover who you are. You forgot who you are, and you have to remember that again. So I have him with me. It's like he's holding my hand through this process. I feel great about the music, but this is the first time in my career that I'm not thinking about, is this going to be a number one song? Number two, are we going to sell platinum? I'm not even thinking about that. And it's, I have to be honest, it's weird to think like that because you always, I know the business of the music business with everything I've been through in my life, kind of really know it now. So it's an adjustment to look at it as just art. I think when I first came into the business, I was just so excited to be in it. But now that I know about it, it's taking that business aspect away. It's refreshing. You go, wow, it's really, it can be about making music and enjoying yourself. And I haven't enjoyed myself in so long. So it's nice.
Hey, let's take it back to the beginning, Tony. Your solo album came out in 1993, the same year that the Whitney Houston came out with the Bodyguard soundtrack. Mariah and Janet Jackson had number one hits. So what was it like to come out with a debut album surrounded by all those powerhouse singers?
It was a wonderful dream. You know, I love Whitney. I wanted to be like her in the sense of her success. And to even be in any way compared, of course, I was excited about it. But it all seemed surreal, and I didn't enjoy it like I was supposed to enjoy it. I think everyone has the same story, trying to enjoy it. And this is my 20th year anniversary.
Wow, that's wonderful.
I've been in the business for 20 years. But Janet, Mariah, all of them, they had a big impact on my career. You know, they were the girls that we all wanted to be like. And the greatest thing, that we're all about the same age. So when you see it, it's like, oh, wow, this is great. I still look up to them.
Now, what can we expect at the DPAC August 18th?
You know, I am going to have fun this time. Get my body ready, get my mind ready, and really engage myself with my fans.